We are up to, not exactly sure we're up to, but let's just review a little bit, just to be sure. Let's start with Halacha Yud Beis. Simen Tzadi, Halacha Yud Beis on page Kuf Tzadi Hey. Okay, we definitely did all the Shemitz Halacha all the way until the next page, until Kuf Tzadi Zayin, but let's just go back and review some of the basic Halachas in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. It's on page Kuf Tzadi Hey, Halacha Yud Beis, also Limdoi B'Shabbos, Ezedavar Imhu, Ezedav Shabbos. I think he means here, Ela Imhu L'Tzarech. Im hu l'tzarech, ela im kein hu l'tzarech mitzvah. You're not allowed to make measurements on Shabbos unless it's a tzarech mitzvah. So if you want to measure, you want to make one, prepare some meal, a meal, and you need a precise amount of oil, wine, or water, whatever it is to add into the batter. You're not allowed to make any measurements in food preparation, or for that matter, anything at all on Shabbos. Let's say people they talk about doing construction. The great time on Shabbos. You know, they always say, why are the Jews so successful in business? Why are they so successful? The Goyim were not as successful. The answer is because Jews, they daven Shmoneh Esrei 3 times a day. They have time to think. They have time to think. What, you know, you come to shul, you're Messiah. The guy doesn't think, he just does when he makes mistakes. The Jews is Messiah there. The whole business during Shmoneh Esrei. So the kasha was, what about the Muslims? They daven five times a day. Teretzis, they really daven. So that's why the na matzliach and we matzliach. So the truth is, Shabbos unfortunately turns into a whole day for planning. Why do the Jews have the nicest houses, the nicest homes, the most beautiful houses? Because Shabbos, what do you do on Shabbos? You sit around the dining room table and you plan, oh, we're going to renovate, and we're going to use these tiles and marble here and here. Shabbos, your mind wanders and starts planning how to broaden your horizons. So on Shabbos, many people are very tempted. I've seen this at times. Tempted to measure, to take measurements to figure out how many tiles you need, how big is the room. What? No. Mentally, yeah.
You're making a salad.
No, yeah.
Measure in a half a cup of.
No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. You have to approximate. A very general approximation. Even for food, of course not. It is also. These ones that are tzarech mitzvah. That's not really tzarech mitzvah. I don't.
They're different.
On Shabbos, they wouldn't
do it.
They would do it on Shabbos. It's not derech Shabbos. Is it? Maybe.
You had come to our
it's not likely it was Nech Shabbos. Maybe I'm making a mistake.
Which city is responsible?
But the only thing that you're allowed to measure, measuring L'shem Mitzvah, the classic example is matzah. People today, everyone has a chart on Pesach night, a chart to measure a kazayis, a little more. I know a lot of the old harmas. I used to live in my neighbors with one of the biggest chassidim of the Ten Karav. And the Ten Karav, Zechat Zag Levracha, the old one, I'm talking about the old one who was nifta many years ago. He couldn't stand this measuring. He said he couldn't take this measuring. He says, Imatza, he says, he grew up, he was a very holy person. He said, what do they do by in Europe where he lived? Matzah, you take a piece of matzah, eat the matzah. Zehu, who made chashvonos? Who made calculations? He didn't go for this whole thing. The sukkah, the canvas sukkahs, so they blow in the wind sometimes. So they say it blows more than 3 tzvachim. It's not a kosher sukkah. So today they're tying it down and they're doing all these kunsin that should be a kosher. He couldn't understand this. He says, what are you talking about? You put up a poles, you put up a shmata, it's a wall, blows in the wind, doesn't blow in the wind. He couldn't just fathom this generation. He was a very holy person. You ever seen, he was a very Chanukah, you put in the window. Says that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Like how they did, you put the Chanukah menorah on your dining room table. On the dining room table, not by the window, not here, not there. It's Neri Shubesai Bisman Hazep Sumen Nisus for the bias. What's this? You put this in the window. Different mentality. Yeah.
Remember you taught us?
Yeah. He confirmed it.
He said, "Talking truth." He put it on the table.
And what does he do? The son? On the table. He doesn't...
Tables near the window.
No, not near the window. On the dining room table. It's a whole different world.
Wasn't Rav Brown, he was against the mirrors that the people used for
the tefillin. Hedyot. Nikra Hedyot. He put the tefillin on. It's in the middle, not in the middle. It's good enough. Good enough. Okay, but there is something that, if let's say you do get carried away, everyone, no two people are the same. Some people have a different approach to Yadus. They want to make measurements. Are you allowed to make measurements? So the answer is yes, you're allowed to make measurements when it comes to tzarech mitzvah, when it comes to measuring shiurim or via shel yayin. You want to follow certain shita, you want to measure how much matzah. Anytime you have a measurement for mitzvah, another thing I'm forgetting, there's a very simple example that we all do to measure for a mitzvah. I don't remember it offhand, but you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Alim kein l'tzarech mitzvah. Halacha yudgimel. B'makom seyda mutal l'zabit. So you're asking a question for a suda. I don't know, it doesn't seem like the oilam is makel that degree. You're making food. So he's saying the whole suda is the tzarech mitzvah. The suda is a mitzvah, but each individual course in the menu is a mitzvah. L'chor, you don't go so far. L'chor, that's stretching the halacha. When the object itself is the chefza shel mitzvah, matzah is the chefza shel mitzvah. The koy shel yayin is the chefza shel mitzvah. So then you want to make a shear, you can measure it. But you want also another example of eating on Yom Kippur. That was the other example thing about eating Yom Kippur. So there you're making mamish measuring. You're measuring exactly how much. So that's called a mitzvah because you're not allowed to eat. On Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah. You're not allowed to. You have to measure the food to make sure that you're not violating the halacha of inisem and not eating more than halacha allows you. So those are three examples of matzah, yayin, and food on Yom Kippur. That is l'tzarech mitzvah. This is the mitzvah itself, or it's close as close as I can possibly get to the mitzvah itself. But when you're dealing with a meal, a five-course meal, and you want to measure for one of the courses exactly how much mayonnaise to put in so it should be just perfect, that's already a stretch. That's a stretch, and you don't see... Because it's uvdu d'chol. This is part of the Simon Shulchan Aruch, where you're not allowed to do things on Shabbos that are not technically aser. There's nothing technically, it's not a violation of the Lamed Tes Malachas, but it's not in the spirit of Shabbos, as Chazal have defined, "Mimitzoy cheftzecha v'daber davar." V'chibadet, or you have to honor Shabbos in a way where you don't do things on Shabbos that are not similar to the way you do things during the weekday. Measuring is something that is miyuchid for a weekday activity. Then Chazal's definition is very precise in exactly what is uvd d'chol, and one example that Chazal are very strict with is measuring. Okay, now he comes to the laws of Amiro L'Akum. Now, we already spent, we learned the whole sim discussing Amiro L'Akum, and now he reviews many halachas. There's not everything is a repeat. There are new chidushim in Amiro L'Akum. Here we go. B'makom say the mutal dabel l'daber tzracha bein. I'm sorry. I one more halacha before we come to L'Akum Yud Gimel. B'makom say the mutal dabel tzracha beinim Yisrael beinim and the Yehudi. You're allowed to discuss business matters. Tzracha basically business matters. You have an opportunity to talk about something not related to Kiddush Shabbos. Someone has come to shul and he's from out of town, and how often do you get free advice? You go for a consultation to a lawyer, charge you $1,000 an hour. And here he is, you have a hotshot lawyer sitting next to you in shul. Yeah. Can I ask you an important question? I have a question in business. What?
In Ben Gavra Lugavra.
Bekuach Nefesh. During the rabbi's drasha. That's even worse than Kriya Satara. But basically, that's what it says. You're getting over your advice, your consultation on Shabbos. That's not good. But over here, it says here, Pseida. What is Pseida? That's all relative to a person's. What a person. That could be mamash, your health. It's not a joke. Rav Moshe was once audited. He got physically sick. Rav Moshe, I think he said he got terrible diarrhea. He got an audit. And he mamish became oismetsh. Rav Moshe the Goyin Hadir, Sar Hatra Moshe Feinstein, because Rav Moshe remembers what it was to live in Russia, and the Pachad, when Moshe didn't shuckle, why didn't Rav Moshe's whole life, he never shuckled during Shemona Esrei. Why? Because he once had to come in front of one of the, I don't know, on the Sodom in Russia, and his life was on the line, and he felt the Pachad Hamavis, which Baruch Hashem, we don't know what it means, he didn't move. And he felt that that's how you still lift Melech Vosav Adam, when you Pachad, Allah Haskam Vakama, the rest of his life, he never shuckled when he davened Shemona Esrei. And Moshe, coming from Russia, people who sensed the the pachan amavus. That's the difference. The melo when it came, the order of the government, they're coming after you for taxes. It was in his DNA, in his blood, the pachat. What that meant, even though the person brought up in America today doesn't have any pachat, any hasaga, what this means, he got physically sick. So here, a person is saying, as you have something that's really bothering you, it's really eating you up to pieces, and chanami, you're allowed to have a consultation, bein yisrael im akum, because it's not technically a violation. It's over the chol. Over the chol is something where there's room. Chazal have opened up for you to be mekel when there is a need, especially when there is a loss. Halacha yudalit. Called over Shal Yisrael.
Brown once said, I heard him, we call certain things marasayin.
Yeah.
And usually a marasayin, you could be mitzada to be mekel.
Marasayin. You can be mekel by marasayin. Yeah. You marasayin.
Why?
Yeah.
This is what's chat marasayin. It should be marasayin.
Yeah.
You have two eyes. One eye is supposed to be critical, the other eye is supposed to be the other way.
The critical eye.
Maris eye means you're only doing with the critical eye.
The critical eye. Very nice. So the other eye, the other eye is the male
eye.
Only one eye.
Only being critical.
Uh-huh. Very nice. Synthesis, anyway, it's only one eye, and it's not two eyes.
Right.
So you're already halfway there. So you can go the other half when you have a need. Very nice. Beautiful. Halacha yudale. B'makom kol davar she'yishol la'asay also leimar le'ein yehudi la'asay. So we learned so many times. Damu le'ein yehudi have a shvus. To tell a guy do malach for you is a shvus. There are three reasons why you now tell a guy do malach. Number one, shluchai shel adam kemaisai. Even by a guy. If the guy does the malacha, it's like I did the malacha. That's scary stuff. Tell the guy to turn on the light, it's like I turn on the light. I was Michal Shabbos. It's a very serious business. The next reason is because V'daber Dover. V'daber Dover means if you say to the guy, turn on the light, you have said something, you're deeper. Forget about what the guy did. Forget about the Maisa. Telling a guy to do a malacha is itself Daber Davar. I've opened up my mouth. I violated the Beferish Pasuk in Yeshayahu, which is critical to this whole entire simon. And the third is, it's not Shabbistic. It's not Shabbistic that a malacha should be done on Shabbos. What are the nafkaminas? There are many nafkaminas. You tell the guy to do the malacha before Shabbos. Or you don't tell the guy to do the malacha, you merames to tell him to do. So therefore, if you merames, you see a shliach. I didn't tell him to do anything. He did it on his own. He's not my agent. He did it on his own. Did the words come out of my mouth? Well, if you merames, shtickle yes, shtickle not. But if you, let's say you told him before Shabbos, so then you didn't do anything on Shabbos. The speech was done before Shabbos. Is it Shabbistic? Is it a violation of Mimitzoy Chefsecha? Well, that it still is, because the malacha is still being done before Hesia, and you're being nender from it. Okay, so these are all these. Every time you have in a situation of Amir Liakum, you always have to go back to the Shirash and the roots. What exactly is this, or which aspect of Amir Liakum are you violating? When you tell a guy to do a malacha de Eraisa for you right now, here and now, in front of everyone on Shabbos, you're violating everything. He is your shliach. You have said words have come out of your mouth which are a disgrace for Shabbos. You told a guy to do a malacha. Just those words alone is v'daber davar, and he's doing something on Shabbos which is not in the spirit of Shabbos. But if you can cover up some of these things, you can don't say it to him. Mimiranis, there's no deeper davar. It should not be b'far hesi. It should be b'tzina. You put it into motion before Shabbos. So I didn't tell him on Shabbos. And he's doing it for his own. But he's being paid. If he's being paid, he's not doing it for me. He's doing it for himself. Okay, there are many ways. This we learned already an entire siman. He's just coming to review some in Yonim over here relating to this inyan of Amir Eliyakim. But generally, called a shayis, is a shus, is an iser dirabonin. The three we mentioned, v'afil rameis loyla soisoi, even to hint is aser, because hinting is still it's not mimotzei chevzcha. It's still a problem with daber davar. It's still possibly some degree of shlichus. V'afil loyma lo koydim Shabbos, even before Shabbos. So there's no daber davar. She asks, gam kein aser. It's also because mimosi chafzecha, it's also shlichos to some degree. V'chein asu lo yehudi b'shabbos, he can't tell on Shabbos. She asked li achar Shabbos. Oh, look at that nafgamina. What's so terrible? I'm telling you on Shabbos, do it after Shabbos. So there's no shlichos. It's not being done on Shabbos. There's no violation mimosi chafzecha. because in Shabbos right now it's not nothing's happening. But you violated the daber davar. You've instructed the malacha should be done. That's a violation. You have to, all the parts of the puzzle are very critical to understand each individual case. The davar zayin mishum shavu. That's not so serious. When you're telling a guy on Shabbos to do the melacha after Shabbos, that's the least of your problems, because it's not mamash being done. He doesn't quote v'davar davar. Okay, that's interesting. He doesn't quote v'davar davar, but it's mitzoy chefzecha. It's still not in the spirit of Shabbos to instruct him what to do after Shabbos. Here already is a case of tzarech mitzvah. He's telling the guy that when Shabbos is over, I want you to come here, turn on the lights first thing, so we can get home safely. It's dark out in the street. The people over here, bring my car. When Shabbos is over, the first moment should drive the car to shul, so I can take home my friends. People can't walk home until the tzarech mitzvah. They can't go home. They need help. That is mutter. Talocha tes vav. Now he tells us all the chumras. It is very unfortunate that we are not sensitive to the halacha the way that we should. We abuse the laws of amir el yakim. Here he lays out the chumras. So a guy arrives and he sees that something needs to be done and it's not critical, it's not l'tzarech mitzvah, we can do without it, and the guy is about to do it. The kitzur is very machmir. You have to stop him. The guy is about to do a malacha that you will benefit from. You have to tell him, no, it's Shabbos, I don't want you to do the malacha. Chumra, very big chumra. How many people
benefit also?
What?
The guy comes to your house.
No, the guy is going to benefit.
He's on the light for himself.
And that's already different because he can't see. But if the guy is only doing it,
benefit also.
No, so that's already different. That's already. I mean, different degrees. You know, in Bnei Barak, they have extreme chumras in these matters. You hear stories in Bnei Barak, the extreme chumras of not being nene from any mashu of Chil Shabbos, even though the goyim are doing the goyim from themselves. I don't know all the examples, but here he makes a very powerful statement, which I don't think we're nizerin. A guy comes, you're not telling him, he's doing it on his own. There are coals that are falling off the neros. He wants to adjust the lights. Telling, discussing ancient times when they didn't have electricity. But basically, it's the same idea. He wants to adjust the lights so they should light better. The guy comes, and there's enough light in the house. He wants to make it better. Yeah, and he's about to do it on his own for your benefit. You have to tell him, no, it's Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. We don't do this. We don't want you to adjust the lights to make it better. There's enough light in the room. I don't need more. Don't enhance the situation. Tezayin. Imroya Adam Shuyuchalov Lips have sit, however, here we come to a different term. If you see that you're going to suffer a loss, Kigoin Shenisroy Ea Loy Habayis Hachavishal Yain, a barrel of wine is cracked, shaky, and it's about to crack, and you're going to all the wine's going to spill out. Motor likwise the nachri shamilata summons the guy. Now here's the case. What are you doing? I'm not telling him to do anything. I tell him, can you please come here? Send a message. I need you here. He comes home. What does he see in front of him? He's trained. He knows the situation. He sees the barrel is about to crack, so he immediately springs into action and he does the malacha deraisa to fix the barrel. Did you instruct him? Is he a shliach? Shaluchai, have you violated shaluchai shalom kamoisa by a guy? No, I never told him, but he did it. How did he do it? Because I told him to come here. I was miramis. So it's still a violation of the mitzvah chafsecha. In this case, it's mutter because of pseida, mishum pseida chazal umekel. The afilu be malacha gebur, even malacha deraisa, bavachi yizar ha yisho shalom loymar. shum remez tzivu l'sakin. Don't instruct him. Avol mutu lema b'fun of kol mishayatzel hefset zed lo yafset lo yafset. So you allowed to go save even that far. You allowed to go. Anyone that saves is not going to lose. In other words, you're going to get your money. You can get paid for your service. Ve'ein sarach la ve'ein la so zos elo b'mokem hefset meruba. The kitzur is very machmer hefset meruba. He says to be very sensitive to the laws of amil yak malacha yud zayin davar shein malacha gemura ve'ein asel mishum shavus. Im hu l'tzarch mitzvah, tzamach hu l'tzarch mitzvah, im hu l'tzarch mitzvah, oi, b'miksas choyle, or there's a person that's ill, mutter lo emalein yehudi l'asoy, so those are the case when you're allowed to go to do it. Mizeh no hagu, l'shloch en yehudi v'shabbos lovi shechar, or shodev l'tzarch shabbos, ad mokam shein eruv, that if you have a situation, you don't have enough food, you don't have enough beer, you don't have enough wine, you allow to send the guy to go bring it for you, where there's no eruv. Even this so it's a mitzvah. Okay, you need what to drink. This is l'tzarch mitzvah. The Suda Shabbos is called l'tzarch mitzvah. So the guy is doing it for you. Now you have to remember over here, this is the article, Mishnah Berurah mentions this, he elaborates upon this, and then we're dealing over here in a situation where carrying in the street is only also some midrabana. We're not dealing in a situation like New York, where you have a shy lover, shus harabim de'oiraisa. We're dealing here with a Carmelis, ancient cities where it's not derived, so therefore that's why it's mutter. Shvein lachate el b'shas tchak shein mal lishtozem with the drink al b'shul tainug ba'alm, but if it's mamish a tainug, ein lachate even when it's a shvus v'loim alei nidlu havi m'chus l'tchum. And you're not allowed to tell the guy to bring m'chus l'tchum, afilu b'di'eved, oh, sorry. Ela b'shas tchak ma'ashein lishtoz al b'shul tainug ba'alm ein lachater v'loimah. Furthermore, because that's an Isser Deraisa, even though there's no chorus for going outside the Tchum, but Tchum is a Din Deraisa, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do a Melacha Deraisa, which includes carrying for you from outside the Tchum. Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa. So is that what he means over here? Yud Beis Mil, Yud is not all that long. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Nichutz l'tchum afilu b'diavad also b'shabbos ma'ashehevi what he brings. V'yeshem some said duhu adim b'mokam hefsid even when it's hefsid. L'tatul schora ha nif sedes min ha'gishamim motu aidei nihudi. Same thing. You're allowed to go tell the guy when you're going to lose merchandise that's going to get ruined in the rain. V'yeshlismech al d'vrein b'mokam hefsid gadol when there's a very great loss. You're allowed to tell the guy to take things. So here he's telling you chishay. You're allowed to go things that appears to be. Is this the right? So not necessarily. If you're in a Carmelis outside, you're taking things inside, you go from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaYachid. Okay, but he says over here that you're allowed to be Semech HaNagoy to do things V'shas Hefzid Gadol. What? Okay, let's take a look over here. Let's take a look at the Shi'arim Mitzion HaHalacha. This we're up to HaLacha Yud Beis on the bottom of the page. Yud Beis. Tzarech Mitzvah Ayin V'Shari Tshuva Demut L'Kabel Eidus L'Tzarech Aguna B'Shabes K'Sha'ed Mesukin V'Kav Lamus Mishum D'Dvar Mitzvah D'Cheinim Echad Reitzel La'agin Esish Demut L'Choshay B'Shabes. So you're allowed to do things on Shabbos to Mekabel Eidus. Now here is Eidus is that's Uvda D'Chol. Botei dinim do not sit on Shabbos. No such thing as going to a din Torah on Shabbos. Why? That's mamish a category of uvda d'chol. But what happens if today we have in town in shul, guess who walks in? A person that can testify that a woman's husband has died. And he will not come back for mincha. He's here, shvus shachris and musaf. We'll give him after, he'll stick around, and he's gone. He's gone, and we're never going to get a hold of him. So now we want to convene the Beis Din. We want to convene the Beis Din immediately in order that he can testify, and we can be matir in aguna. Are you allowed to violate the issur d'rabbanan over the chol of opening up a court on Shabbos?
No, after that he has even a better one.
Okay, but it's one thing at a time. So the answer is yes. You're allowed to do this. In exceptional situations, you're allowed to have the Beis Din sit yeshe b'din. There are other examples like this as well. But here he gives mutter l'kabel eidus la'atzarech aguna b'shabbos k'sha'ed mesukin. Here he's going to die v'kav la'amus mishum duhu devar mitzvah v'chein in echav reitz l'agin es ishtoy mutter l'chav shal b'shabbos. He wants to run away and cause big tzaris. So I guess you're allowed to do things and lock. What's l'chav shay? I guess
he walks into shul and he's been withholding a get.
Don't lock the door.
Lock him up in.
Today they make announcements to leave the shul. If you're withholding a get, we throw you out of shul. That's what they're supposed to do.
No, they should lock him up.
L'chav Shav Shabbos to make sure he'll give the get. Okay. Yud Gimel. L'chavi M'chutz L'tchum. Now we discuss this in the bottom. What about M'chutz L'tchum? So, Ayin B'Agos Mar Sham. Shbeim shalach yitzol al yidei habei davar, through the post office.
Doa,
the post office. Beged lechaver b'erev Shabbos. Boliad chaver b'Shabbos. He sent mail erev Shabbos. Arrives on Shabbos. Nira lahat lov shemiyad. So arrives a package. Arrives the post office. Delivers. UPS. Well, UPS. They deliver on Shabbos. UPS. They deliver on Shabbos. You have to, yeah, the Friday night they'll deliver, but not Shabbos. The post office, USPS, they work on Shabbos. FedEx doesn't work on Shabbos.
One of those.
What? 24. Revach. For enough.
Yes.
For enough. Yeah.
This time of year they work on Shabbos because you get deliveries on Sundays.
On Shabbos also?
Yeah. This time of year they work on.
Okay, whatever it is.
It
used to be. It used to be FedEx and UPS don't come on Shabbos. They only come, but now, but the post office. So they arrive. So now are you allowed to rip open the box and put on the shirt and you wear that beautiful article of clothing to shul on Shabbos? So he says yes. How am I allowed to do so? And again, this is not noilad. Noilad newspapers are noilad. We discussed newspapers. Reading a newspaper on Shabbos is problematic because newspapers, the news didn't even happen yet. Friday night, where the paper was printed at 3 a.m, the news didn't even happen. Well, now I'm talking about a newspaper that's printed on Shabbos. And there are newspapers, there are circulars, and there are just all other nonsense that come on Shabbos that were printed weeks ago. But things that were newspapers that were printed, so we discussed that last week, that's a real problem of noilat. A real serious problem of noilat.
The papers you could read because they're copying from the New York Times from yesterday. So the information is not noilat.
The flaw was yesterday's news, tomorrow.
Newspaper you can't read, but you can take a shirt that got delivered on Shabbos and wear.
Well, he discussed that. Okay, he discussed that because the newspaper was printed on Shabbos. The whole newspaper is a chefs of noilat. I'm talking about a Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Not talking about a Flavish Jewish Journal. No, I don't even say anything there. But something that's a problem.
The New York Times.
What?
The Yid once sued the New York Times that they
have all the news. They took it from me. Okay, but here we have a situation where here's another issue. The issue is it's chutz l'tchum. You see, in New York, you don't really have this because anything that comes to you on Shabbos, l'chayr was already. You can even go online half the time. And the package was already in the tchum before Shabbos began. New York is a big, massive place. It's just a matter of where it is. Who brought it to you? Yeah. Al pi halacha, you can definitely be sunduch on the majority and most of the workers are goyim, and they're not doing it for you. They're doing it for themselves. So there's so many reasons working in your favor why you're allowed to open up packages on Shabbos. A package arrives on Shabbos. You have many, many reasons why you're allowed to open a package, and that's really what he says of you. The only issue is, let's say he's discussing a unique situation where it has come really from chutzot chum. So I guess if you live out of town, some suburb, so then there's a real issue where the item could indeed have come on Shabbos from an area that is chutz l'tchum. Maybe even not. Today everything is, we live in such a complicated world. Who says you even have a chutz l'tchum when you go out of town anymore? Not so simple. But here is this, what he says here. Bei Doar. Am I reading that word right? Doar? How do you say pronounce it?
Doar.
Bei Doar. This is just like my... This is like from high school, from the Hebrew regions. The Bei Doar, beged lechaveray be'erev Shabbos, ubo liyad chaveray b'Shabbos, near lehatir lelov shem miyad. Immediately you can wear it. Ve'al yidei Bei Doar kilt fake mashukasu. A post of it's better, because they're doing it for their own benefit. They're not doing it for you. Ve'ayin ve'agoyes ma'asham be'echad sholach adugav dog lechaveray food be'erev yamdiv. Al yidei habei doar ubo liyadai b'yamtiv v'kos avshem gamkein leheter mitam zed. The food already, it's not noilad, it exists. Only shaila was, where did it come from? Kevon de al yidei habei doar mutu l'shloach imkein ein ligzo shema yoymar lohavi b'iser. Because they're not doing it for themselves, they're not doing it for you. There's no chashash of amir liyakum. They're doing it, and you're not telling them they must do it on this point. And they have, it's up to their prerogative when they're going to deliver. They can deliver, they have 5 days to deliver. They don't have to deliver on Shabbos. It's up to them. They chose for their own benefit to get over with and get rid of the package. Oh, that's right. Overnight delivery is problematic because that's Mamash Milak. If you go and you send something Erev Shabbos, overnight delivery, you got a problem because that's Mamash, a case of a Miral Yakum. But if you send, you put delivery and it's 3 to 5 days, and even if more often than not, they will deliver. I find online that I use the USPS I get things there, there's a cheapest rate, and it comes much faster than UPS, even though they promise 10 days, it comes in 1 or 2 days sometimes, because they're not so sophisticated. UPS, they know 10 days, so they'll take 10 days in order. So next time, you should pay them. But the United States, they're bankrupt. That's why Taka, the U.S. Post Office, is bankrupt, because they deliver too quickly.
No, that's not the reason why they're bankrupt.
That's not other reasons. It's better reasons.
I had stuff forwarded from my house to Florida.
Yeah.
It took them 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. It all depends. It's not, that's the problem. It's not consistent. It's not. In New York, it's pretty good. It's pretty good in New York. Outside of New York, you got to watch out. Enochanami. Let's go by. Gam gam mit haben sie kennen ja idee about bei da mut und schlach ide am kein ähnlich so schon ja mal habe wir so in kwasch kaufen haben magen aber rak mit schon muk so yes oil so aber it's muksa. Why is it muksa? Because you have kavana. I didn't know it was on its way. That's another issue of muksa. It was huksa midas. Before Shabbos began, I had never anticipated it. Even though in Echnami there's no shail of noilad, but maybe I never had a hasaga that this was coming to me. So it's muksa midas. No, that's not machlok. That's a star machlok. That's called muksa. You didn't know about something. You had no idea. You discover something on Shabbos that called muksa. The Talmud plugs the Morgan Avram. He holds that's not an issue of muks. Just because you were not aware of something, you did not anticipate that something existed, does not necessarily make something muks according to all opinions. So we can be makel with that as well according to Eli Rabba. He's saying a very big chiddush, and this has to really apply to the case of letters on Shabbos, since your friend already sent notice that it's on the way. So you know in the back of your mind it's in the mail. So you know about it. So even according to the Magen Avraham that says that if something, you were not aware of something and it was discovered, it's a find. Oh, wow, I didn't know I had this. I had no clue I had this. It was a find. So l'chayra, you would want to say that it's huksa midas ben hashmashos. You never anticipate, you never imagine that when you need it, it should be considered to be mutter. No! If you know in the back of your mind it's on the way, that already takes away the problem of muksa. So basically, the bottom line over here is he's not saying it outright, but he's saying pretty close. You get a package on Shabbos and Yom Tov, a package which was not created for the very first time, and there's no issur of Amir Yakim. It was not sent overnight. No issur of Malacha was done by the one who sent it, and it was in the Tchum. It was in the Tchum, and even if it's not in the Tchum, the guy is doing it for his own benefit. There's very strong grounds to open it up, to be benefit from the object Litzach Shabbos. Letters and bills are more problematic. Destructive. If you get a sweater, basically, let's say you order from Amazon a sweater, a pair of gloves. Okay, you wear gloves on Shabbos, so you order something, a pair of shoes. Basically, what he's saying is it arrives on Shabbos. I don't know. I challenge you to tell me otherwise. That you're allowed to use it. You're allowed. It arrives Shabbos morning. A scarf, a coat. You can open up the package. In a destructive way, the package must be opened in a destructive way. Whether you do not drive anything, you do not make it into a kli. A destructive way, you rip apart the box in a destructive way. Don't cut any words. The object is mutter. It's mutter. Why should it be us? You always have to look. Don't look at everything as us. I mean, you have to look. Why should it be us? What?
The Kriya is Amanas L'Chaber.
That's for sure not. They're Amanas L'Chaber. So it's you're allowed to open up a package in a destructive way when it's Litzarech. So there's no issue in opening it up. Amir Liakum, I didn't tell them to deliver. I ordered it. When I ordered it, it was 5 days. Didn't have to come on Shabbos. So there's no Amir Liakum in the way when I ordered it. As far as it being Muksa, it's not Muksa. Number one, it was not created. It was not manufactured on Shabbos. Number two, it's even the Magen Avraham, I didn't have it in my possession, but I knew that it's coming. I knew about it. I already planned for its arrival. So that takes away the problem of Muksa. So why not? The guy did it. He brought it to the house for his own benefit. I didn't tell him to do it. So he's saying here, very chiddush, that an object that you can benefit from on Shabbos is not muksan you could actually use. But this is not to be confused with the two other examples that we discussed last week. A newspaper is mamish, a newspaper as a chifz of noilat, and a letter, bills. I get a bill from Con Ed. I want to hold it up to the light and see how much I owe them. I get a statement from the bank. I want to see what's doing with my hedge fund. I want to see, is it doing well, not doing well? That is an isser, a separatist of shtori hedyotis. There's a special isser drabonim, even a friendly letter, believe it or not, even a friendly letter of nonsense that has nothing to do with anything, just talk about the weather, is also a takana drabonim. You're not, it's not in the spirit of Shabbos to read letters, igris shalom, letters of peace that have no important, no different Torah in it, just stam shtus, and to read bills and documents. Most of our mail is in that category. What do we get rid of? Anything that's important?
How about magazine.
Any magazine.
So if it's not a Torah magazine, you're bordering upon the issue of igros hedyotes, shtori hedyotes. We learn about it in the case of you go to a museum on Shabbos, and look at all the portraits, look at all the paintings, and you look at their names. He says you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says so. To read a business magazine, l'chora is a problem. So we learn, but we did learn in the Shomsim Halacha last week that if it's totally not nogea you, it's purely for entertainment. You're not on the Madrega of Baruch Ber where you're going to sit and harv on a Rambam, a Shere Rambam the whole day. Your Oinik Shabbos is, you know, to read these things, to read the New York Times. This is Oinik Shabbos. So he said, the kids. The Shulchan Aruch says that they are yesh matir. Not everyone is so. Everyone's onik Shabbos is ish lefi mahalala. Can't go tell everyone, hold everyone to be the chazor nish. Everyone is a different dargah. So if it's your onik Shabbos and it's not nogelach lemaisa by reading this business magazine, it's not going to prompt you to make a business decision to go and invest in certain stock. There's ground to be matir. If the magazine was not printed on Shabbos, it was printed during the chol, so there's definitely ground to be matir. Right, you get, and certainly if you get a Torah magazine on Shabbos and you want to rip it up, you get a journal. You get anyone here get tradition? Anyone get in the mail the contempt the RJJ journal? Yes. When does the RJJ journal arrive? Only on Shabbos. When does you get from let's see, what else do you get in the mail? The OU, Jewish Action. Only comes on Shabbos. When does the Viewpoint come? Only on Shabbos. How come it only comes on Shabbos? All these things. Alright, that's how it is. So are you allowed to rip it open and read it? Lucharia?
Hello?
Lucharia? Challenge me to why you can't read it. Why can't you rip it open up the Jewish Action, Viewpoint, and the RJJ Journal and Tradition, and all these things they send? Why not? Lucharia? There's no reason why you can't open up these things, right?
I mean, if you're going to read that, if you're going to read the ads.
Okay, that's a different issue. You can't read the ads. Lucharia, there's no reason. Yeah. Yeah. And it comes. Lucharia, Mutter. Why not? You open it up. Yeah, I think so. It's only Shabbos. It's not igros, unless you want to say that it's igros. It's igros shum. I don't understand. I don't see why. If everything that we've learned, it doesn't seem like he says he come out beferish. He gets something in the mail. Article of garment. It's beferish. It's mutter. So why are these other things different? If it's a letter, a bill. It's a bill. That's beferish. You can't go look at mail on Shabbos. Mail on Shabbos, ruba deruba, 90% of bills are secular documents which are not relevant to oinik Shabbos. In fact, it's agmas nefesh to go look at bills. So this is not. But all of these things, l'chara appears to be mutter. Okay, let's do another halacha before we conclude. This is a very important halacha. Yud Ches. This is the big exception. And probably because it's an exception, that's why we fall down the slippery slope and everything gets out of hand. Be'ez HaKor in the winter, called Mutu Lema Lohesek HaSatanu Yoladet HaLegoy Du Molocha De'araisa. Okay, this is big time stuff. Your mom is telling a guy you're violating every rule in the book. You're telling the guy to Molocha De'araisa on Shabbos, your agent on Shabbos, in your home. Befarhesia, you're allowed to do it. Be'ez HaKor Mutu Lema Lohesek HaSatanu Mishum De'akol Choylem Eitzel HaTzina. Everyone is a Choylem Eitzel HaTzina. Avalim Einem Muchrach Kolkach Ein Lasei Zois. But if it's not so cold, you can't tell him. You also not allowed to tell him to heat, put the heat up now, so it should be hot on Mitzvah Shabbos when it's not nogeh. But if it's not so cold, that's the basic halacha. A kol chaleitz latid apachma. He does not say the other way around, which is very interesting. It's probably because there was nothing you can possibly do about it in those days. Let's say it's 100 degrees, so we'll tell him to put on the air conditioner. So why doesn't he tell him here put on the air conditioner? Because they didn't have air conditioners. Right? They didn't have air conditioners. If he was riding in our time, what do you? So lechayr, it's the same thing. Price can say it's the same thing.
What about there was a chayr left? So this last halacha about so that after Shabbos he's not allowed to do it. But what if there's a chumel in the house? Then you would be allowed to.
Not. It was going to make a difference. If it's going to make a difference for the chayr,
it would make a difference.
From Mitzvah Shabbos, you can turn it on yourself. Mitzvah Shabbos. I mean, but you need it.
On Shabbos,
but not from Mitzvah Shabbos.
No, not from Mitzvah Shabbos. On Shabbos, someone.
Yes, that's what it says. Of course,
shouldn't be cold.
If the only way it's going to be warm it's Mitzvah Shabbos by telling the guy to turn on Shabbos, the chayr, yeah. But I think what he means here is a situation where you can wait until Mitzvah Shabbos and you'll do it yourself. It's just a matter of convenience. It's not a matter of comfort. Mitzvah Shabbos, I'll do it myself, and right away I'll be warm. But it's a matter of the guy is here now. So let the guy already do the hard labor of getting the fire going. No, so that you're only doing it for Mitzvah Shabbos, not for the benefit of Shabbos, that already is also.
So you can call a boiler repair guy on Shabbos?
Call a boiler repair guy to come on Shabbos, mamish? Yeah, definitely. Okay. If the boiler breaks on Shabbos, yeah, and then it's freezing cold in the house, of course. Dover pashadat mod, meisim b'chol yom. My father had this many, many times. Balabatim came to Shul Shabbos, the boiler broke, what should we do? Go downstairs, the guy in the office downstairs, call the plumber, he should come right away to your house to fix the boiler. Meisim b'chol yom this. Of course, so the boiler in the winter, on a cold winter Shabbos, the boiler breaks, and you're at home and you're cold. You gotta call the guy to come and fix the boiler. When are you gonna pay him? That's another story. But he definitely, absolutely, 100%, without any question. Okay. But the repairman, of course. But you're going to be embarrassed. The repairman is going to pull up in his truck in front of your home when everyone is strolling down from shul dressed in their Shabbos best. And they're going to see the repairman coming out there with some pipes. So what? So what? Big deal. It's going to ruin the shidduchim. Don't worry about it. Better be warm. Okay, one more halacha. Also, l'shlech an yehudi chus etcho b'shvil k'royve ha-meis b'shvil saftan. Okay, this halacha, which is not so simple. Okay, this gets into a lot of touchy issues, which a lot of things are different today. Are you allowed to go inform relative that someone has died? Someone has died on Shabbos. So are you allowed on Shabbos to go and send the guy to inform relatives chus letcho. So they have the travel to inform people, but Shvil Saf, in order they should come the next day, Mitzvah Shabbos, to eulogize the person. So he says, no, you're not allowed to. The person already died. What are you going to accomplish? Kavod HaMeis is not going to get the kavod. The kids is machmer. That's not. They're not bearing on Shabbos. Bearing Mitzvah Shabbos. You can't do something that on Shabbos. If you want to wait till the next day. It wasn't necessarily possible. They had to bury the person right away. So it's not going to be the kavod for the Meis. He's machmer. Obviously, this question in modern times is extremely complex, and there are many, many opinions on these issues. When a person dies on Shabbos, so what exactly do you do?
It's not a cover for the mace. It's not for the cover of the mace. The better off. In other words, something terrible happened. The best thing is to leave it the way it is. That's cover the mace. In other words,
there's nothing you can do anyway. Yeah. Okay. So this is a very, unless the people, I don't know. They're, every situation is different. The bottom one is every situation is different. When these things rachmelos don't happen, and sometimes you have a situation where a person dies in the house. And there are children, there are little children in the house, or they're even adults, and they go out of their mind. They can't deal with the fact that there's a mace in the house. they have the Shabbos, a summer Shabbos day, you have to wait 10 hours. You can go out of their mind. Little children, and you can limit them to a certain room. So those are exceptional situations where Rabbanim are paskin. No, so the goyim, or even Atzolah sometimes, they can there's different halachim of what they do. The goyim take out the mace out of the house, so on and so forth. So every situation in that matter, this list, halachas, we'll stop over here, take a 2-minute break, and then we'll do something else.